This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Knox College students proposed a project to make their campus more sustainable, and they wanted to ensure the project was highly visible. Tri-State's Public Radio's Miranda Corbett tells us what they did.
Sophia Taikoglu is part of a group of students who started working in winter 2015 to bring solar panels to campus. Now the project is a reality.
When I look at it, it's like, wow, you know, like those, like something that, like an effort that I contributed to. And so it feels really incredible to be able to have that opportunity to like be an agent of change on campus.
She says the idea originated from an academic project for an environmental studies course. Her group investigated how other universities made renewable solar energy a viable option on their campuses. Taikoglu says the project became more than an academic exercise when the group presented its findings to President Teresa Amat. She gave the group official permission to design a plan for Knox's campus. Taikoglu says students spent 2 years working on the project with the administration.
How it really taught me that, you know, making change isn't a linear process where, you know, you like present evidence and then you get what you want, basically. Yeah.
The group eventually agreed to have the solar panels installed on the Wilson House. It's commonly used for classes and club meetings. The building was chosen because of its central location on campus. Taikoglu says she likes that students will notice the solar panels while just going about their everyday activities. And she thinks it's important that students both initiated the project and paid for it. The Student Senate agreed to spend more than $40,000 on the project. The money comes from the Student Sustainability Fund, which is supported by tuition revenue. The energy produced by the solar panel array will make Wilson House nearly net neutral. That means it will be producing almost as much energy as it needs to support its electricity use. Deborah Steinberg is the Director of Sustainability Initiatives at Knox. She says the college's administration considers the solar installation a pilot project. She says if it's successful, Knox might invest in larger solar arrays. I'm Miranda Corbett, Tri-State's Public Radio News.